That Summer by Jennifer Weiner is an easily readable, engaging and almost conversational kind of story. It has an easygoing, accessible, open way of writing that makes it to feel relatable. The story of this novel follows two women, Diana and Daisy, as they share a connection to the past in the most surprising manner, and as their lives converge in the current day. The story uses multiple timelines, Diana's past, as well as the current day viewpoints of Diana, Daisy and Daisy's daughter, Beatrice. Emails that should go to one individual end up unintentionally received by another lady because of their email addresses being very similar. A friendship developed between the two, Daisy and Diana. Afterwards, we see the complex plot unfurl. What we originally thought was a story of two apparently different ladies with different lives and experiences and goals with no connection at all, is undeniably more complicated and unpredictable as things unfurl. That Summer by Jennifer Weiner is far more than a simple beach read or a women's fiction. This novel deals with some much-needed topics. Topics like abuse, rape, and the emotional and physical fallout. These acts are essential for this story. This book is about connections, among people, between men and women, mother and daughter, between women and fellow women, and the relationship that we have with ourselves. It deals with forgiveness, guilt, happiness, darkness, and light of hope that can rise up out of obstacles and difficulties faced in life. The strength of the novel is the three viewpoints, as it made the story remarkable with a subject that has regularly been covered in fiction over recent years. Whether you like the characters, that does not actually matter very much, as you can least feel for them and their circumstances. You truly do not have any desire to be in anyone's shoes, is a decent method to put it. I will not explain too much, as I do not want to give spoilers for this amazing plot. Let's just keep as a secret for individual readers. However, let me just say that the unraveling of the complex ball of thread that is the initially presented story is something that is refreshing, surprising, and a thoroughly engaging read. That Summer reminds me of why I have liked so many of Ms. Weiner's novels in the past.
Thanks for listening this book review podcast. If you like this review, don't forget to follow, so that you do not miss any of our future podcast. Also, show us your love by sharing it with your friends and family.